Blog Talk Radio. Blog Talk Radio.
Shalom. All praise, all glory, all honor belong to only one, and that is the true and living Elohim, the Holy One of Israel. For he alone is the King of the universe and the Savior of the whole world. Let everything that have breath praise the mighty Yahweh, Creator of heaven and earth, the sea, and all that in them is, by saying hallelujah. And it is my pleasure to be on the broadcast, The True Word. My name is Moray Elkanah ben Israel. I'm the spiritual leader and teacher of the House of Israel of Atlanta. We welcome you again to this broadcast. For today, we have a power-packed program lined up to speak of a great current event that just happened. A current event that has many people in disarray, and also it exposes deceit in this nation and how we have been used as what we are. Because our people just don't know that they're still slaves. This is the land of our captivity. And of course, when I say our, I'm speaking of my people, who is Yah's people, the so-called African Americans, and all black descendants of slaves that were scattered to the four corners of this earth. You are the chosen people of the true and living Elohim. You are the bloodline descendants of three black men, Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. You are the people that the Creator said that if we return back to his laws and his commandments, he would bring us home. But first, we disobeyed his laws. So the Almighty Creator of heaven and earth did what he said he would do to us in Deuteronomy, the 28th chapter. So today, we're going to have a wonderful broadcast. But before we start this broadcast, we would like to play a song praising the true and living Elohim. This song is a collaboration by my queen, my wife, Sister Yanis Batzion Israel, and Sister Tish But Israel, I know you're going to love it, and here it is.
Yeah. with him both arms, woods across my shoulder blades. Then I rolled up, nail covered up, half my face, no fear and no mercy. My blade is bloodthirsty. Babylon, you have to pay for 400 years of slavery. 400 years at the fame of my name. After 400 years, I'm still hungry. My brother and my father institutionalized, and you know it's unjustly. Won't be out your country, but I won't be quietly. You can hear my war cry loudly. 7 months of cleaning out bodies. Shall I have with traitors and slavers? No, we don't forget, and no, y'all ain't forgot. You can try to hypnotize me all you want. Two children of the NJ bloodline, the art of war. This town, we leaving nothing behind. No, this town, leave nothing behind. Remember no more, as long as the covenant still exists, I'ma be here, do you get it? Pigeon rising like the sun come up, 12 hear y'all's voice, though we be few in number, how powerful is the remnant? Remember the courage of Yahshua, fight till it's your last breath, remember the words of Moshe, and be not afraid, remember y'all's all around you, keep that smile on your face, stick your chest out and walk off, and not a fire or a liar, my niece and nephew stay strong, remember these words if I'm gone, let not your your knees and break, palms up, face down, and they can't do nothing now when y'all children cry aloud.
Tell you what a magnificent song praising the Almighty called the Revolution. Because I'm going to tell you, that's what Israel needs. Israel needs a revolution. We need help. And the only one that we're going to get this help from is none other than our true and living Elohim. Because I'm here to tell you, without a revolution, our people are going to get weaker and weaker. But when we revolutionize, when we energize, when we become the people that Yahweh has commanded us to be, you can rest assured we'll be ready for the revolution. Right now, I'm going to be honest with you. As a nation, we're not. We're not ready for a revolution to be in standing against all the nations that Yahweh said would surround his people. Because we got to know what time it is. And I'm here to tell you, my people, one of the greatest things that Israel is in a dilemma about is they don't even know what time it is. A lot of our people don't even know how to count time, dates, and things that the true and living Elohim left on record that he created for us to tell time. The Almighty has a heavenly clock in the heavens. And he made these heavenly clocks so that we would know when a day starts, end, when a month begins and ends, when a year begins and ends, and they're called his great lights. And must I tell you, my people, because we don't know what time it is, our people don't know that it's nation time. And that's what we're going to talk about today. We're going to talk about it's nation time. Now, we don't realize what we're up against. I don't think our people have an inkling of the things that people have plotted against us even unto this very day. And one of the most current events that happened to us, we realize in the matter of a brother named Ray Rice in the NFL and how they show where he punched his fiance, which was 2 years ago. Must I say, my people, a lot of women that have been battered, a lot of women that have been in trouble with their spouses or their husbands or their fiancés, many of them stay with them. Many of them don't never leave them when they get battered. And neither, it looks like, our people have left the ways of our captors. I want you to imagine this big picture that I'm about to frame for you. Imagine you're married to someone that beats on you, that speaks against you, that treats you terrible, that doesn't respect you, that doesn't show love and affection to you, that practically hates you. They do all kind of things against you in every way that they can. Well, must I say, my people, this is what we have experienced since we've been in this nation. A lot of people criticize the wife of Brother Rice. They criticized her for going back to this man after it was found that they had a videotape put out when he punched her in the elevator. Now, no doubt about it, it is absolutely appalling wrong to hit a daughter of Zion. We don't realize that beyond a shadow of a doubt, when this happened to this young lady, many of the people decided that they was not or didn't believe that she would be with this man like she was. What you got to understand, my people, is this is the mindset of our people today. Our people today have been beat, battered, lynched, tarred, feathered, discriminated against, under subjugation, exploitation, raped, castrated, you name it. And we still want to be married to this nation. Now, how do you be married to a nation? See, we're married to our Creator.